Our first public hearing is subdivision 2018-4, Peachtree Preserve, double DB LP.
This is a cluster ESDDOZ subdivision. The cluster ESDDOZ subdivision is divided 77.789 acres, plus or minus, into 155 single-family lots to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County. The property is lying at the northeast corner of Robinsonville Road and John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, and at the southeast corner of Angola Road and John J. Williams Highway, Route 24. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 11, Parcel 49. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff would submit for the record a subdivision plan and exhibit booklet. The plus comments, the application did go through our TAC process, so we did receive comments from the Conservation District, DLDOT, the Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, the Delaware Electric Co-op, the DENREC Division of Groundwater Discharge, and the Air Quality Division, comments from the Public Health Drinking Water, comments from the Sussex County 911 Mapping and Addressing Department, comments from the Chesapeake Utilities regarding natural gas, and we also received comments from DENREC Division of Waste and Hazardous Substances. Thank you.
Thank you. She's a quick reader. Mr. Fuqua.
Good evening, Commission members. For the record, on behalf of the applicant, I am James Fuqua, and I'm representing double DB LP. And with me seated in the second aisle back here are Josh and Webster Gray, who are the owners, and Kevin Smiths from the engineering and land planning firm of Kersher Group, Inc. As Janelle stated, there was an exhibit book submitted containing a summary of the proposed subdivision and some supporting documents, including the plus response, the Section 99.9C report, and the environmentally sensitive developing area report. As was stated, this is an application for a subdivision of a 77-acre parcel of land located adjacent to Route 24 and Robinsonville Road. Janelle, can you put the aerial back up for a minute? The parcel is a bit unusual in that 66.3 acres of the site is located on the west side of Route 24, and that would be the parcel outlined in blue. And 11.4 acres is located on the east side of Route 24, which is the parcel outlined in yellow. The property is one Sussex County tax map parcel and always has been, apparently. The 66-acre parcel is the location of the development, and the intention is that the 11-acre parcel will be preserved in its existing natural state. Under the comprehensive plan, the land is located in the environmentally sensitive development area, which is one of the growth areas designated in the plan. The application proposes an AR1 environmentally sensitive development area cluster subdivision comprised of 155 lots and recreational amenities to be called Peachtree Preserve. The main 66-acre parcel is located on the west side of Route 24. It has approximately 2,000 feet of frontage on Route 24. The north boundary of the property is a bit complex. There is a boundary line overlap between the two adjacent properties on the north side. I think it's the north side, where the woods are. This line right here. There's no dispute. There's not really an argument about it. It's just that the deed to our property and the deed to the other property have an overlap in it. The overlapped area contains a small stream called Sarah Run and some wetlands that are adjacent to the stream. As I said, there's no active dispute. The land cannot be developed because it is wetlands. It will remain in its natural condition. And the possible boundary line overlap is about 4.36 acres. And what I want to make clear is that the applicant has excluded that 4.36 acres from this application. So the total acreage that we have of 77.7 acres does not include that overlap area. So for purposes of this application, we've treated it that it's not part of the application or part of our property. Adjacent to that overlap area, which you know, basically be running right about the same area there, There is an existing 80-foot power line easement, and obviously that area will remain as open space. The remaining boundaries of the site, on the south and the west, the site is adjacent to Robinsonville Road, and up in the corner right here, there are four residential lots that I believe were out conveyances from this parcel. The majority of the main parcel is cleared farmland, and there is an area of a wooded area along Robinsonville Road, and then again along the frontage on Route 24. The 11.4-acre parcel on the east side of Route 24, I'm going to address that separately in a couple of minutes. You are familiar with the area from another item on your agenda tonight. The proposed and now approved Acadia subdivision is located near our site, basically on the other side of Robinsonville Road, so I know you're familiar with that from your last meeting. This area of eastern Sussex County is a growing residential area with many existing residential developments located nearby, including the Willows, Chapel Green, Conley Chapel Village, Tallgrass Estates, Egret Estates, Hollyoaks, Wyndham, Richfield Acres, Lockwood, and the recently approved Burton Pond communities, Headwater Cove, and then as of tonight, the Acadia project across Robinsonville Road. This land is zoned AR1 and a residential cluster subdivision with a minimum lot size of 7,500 square feet. Is it permitted use provided that central sewer and water are available? The Beechtree subdivision will be provided with water for domestic use and fire protection by Tidewater Utilities, which is a regulated public utility company that has a certificate of public convenience and necessity to provide water in this area. The site is located within the Angola Neck planning area of the Sussex County Sewer District. The site is adjacent to the County Sewer District and will be annexed into the district. The County Engineering Department noted in the plus comments that the proposed subdivision is within the system design assumptions for sewer service, and that sewer capacity is available for the proposed development. And I know you're familiar with this because of the Acadia project, but the County Engineering Office is currently working on the best and most efficient design for extension of county sewer service to this site, as well as to the Acadia site, and then also to the Headwater Cove site, which is just down Route 24. And the cost of those sewer system improvements will be shared by the developers of these developments on a prorated basis. There was a wetland investigation conducted by Ten Bears Environmental on the 66-acre parcel. There was an area containing 1.914 acres of non-title wetlands, and that's located along a portion of the western boundary of the site adjacent to Robinsonville Road. So that would be up in this area. That area will remain undisturbed as wooded non-title wetlands, and there will be a minimum 25-foot wetland buffer established between the wetland line and any lot lines in the subdivision. As to traffic impact, DelDOT indicated the applicant could contribute an area-wide study fee in lieu of a traffic impact study, and that is in accordance with DelDOT's development coordination manual. In addition, the applicant will be required to participate in two off-site DelDOT projects. The first project involves improvements to the Robinsonville Road from Route 24 along the site's frontage. Those improvements would be 11-foot travel lanes and 5-foot shoulders on both sides of Robinsonville Road. The second DelDOT project involves safety improvements to the Route 24 Robinsonville Road Angola Road intersection. If you're familiar with that intersection is currently at a slight angle, and DelDOT intends to realign it to have an intersection at a right angle. DelDOT will also require a dedication to provide a 30-foot right-of-way from the center line on Robinsonville Road and a 40-foot right-of-way from center line on Route 24. And then in addition to that, there would be a 15-foot permanent easement, not within the right-of-way, but on the property, for both those roads for a future multimodal path. Gina, you can put on the subdivision. Thank you. There'll be one entrance to the development, and that will be off of Robinsonville Road, and that entrance will be opposite the intersection of Conway's Chapel Road. Now, in addition to the entrance being constructed to DelDOT standards, as part of the entrance requirements, the applicant will be responsible for realigning the Conway Chapel Road intersection. And I think you're probably familiar with that intersection. As it exists now, it's one of the strangest intersections in Sussex County. It's just a county road meeting another county road, but it has a width. I don't know what the width is. It must be 150 feet. And I've come down Conway Chapel Road many times to avoid Route 9. And when you get to that intersection, if you want to make a left-hand turn, you're not quite sure where to go, whether to go straight or whether to veer over. And it's certainly a safety question for someone who would not be familiar with it. And I think it can be very confusing. So this realignment is going to improve the safety. It will be built, obviously, as determined by DelDOT to their specifications, but it will be the responsibility of the applicant to do the realignment of that roadway. The State Historic Preservation Office indicated that there are no known archaeological sites or national registered sites located on the property, and the environmental consultants advised that there were no threatened or endangered species on the site. Sediment and stormwater management control plans will be designed and constructed in accordance with DENREC requirements and will be reviewed and approved by Sussex Conservation District. The design of the system will utilize green technology best management practices to manage surface stormwater runoff. This design promotes the use of infiltration for stormwater management, again, in accordance with DENREC standards for water colloid treatment and for reduction in total maximum daily loads. The use of the infiltration practice will also result in a reduction of the current stormwater runoff discharge from the property by collecting it and allowing it to infiltrate into the site's soils, which I think there was a similar situation on the Acadia site. So obviously with the stormwater management system, all on-site water will be captured. The site is located in the Cape Henlopen School District. As you know, the Love Creek Elementary and the Beacon Middle Schools are located on Route 24, about 4 miles east of this site. The subdivision will be provided fire protection by the joint Lewis-Rehoboth station, which is also located on Route 24. As to the subdivision design, Beechtree Preserve subdivision will contain 155 single-family lots. The minimum lot size is 7,500 square feet, and the average lot size is 8,991 square feet. Because the property is located in an AR1 zoning district in the environmentally sensitive development area, the permitted density is 2.17 lots per acre, which would be 168 lots. And as I said, the proposed number of lots is 155 single-family lots, which is a density of 1.99 lots per acre. That's in compliance with the permitted AR1 cluster density. There will be a minimum 20-foot landscaped or wooded buffer around the perimeter of the site, with the exception of the rear of the four residential lots that I mentioned that border on the north. That area will have a 30-foot landscape buffer. Also, as I mentioned, there will be a minimum 25-foot wetland buffer from the wetlands along Robinsonville Road. There will be a centrally located recreational area. It contains approximately 2.4 acres of space where the recreational amenities will be located. The planned improvements include a clubhouse, a bathhouse, and parking lot, an outdoor swimming pool, two combination tennis pickleball courts, a fenced-in dog park, and a tot lot playground, and then gathering and sitting areas throughout the 2 acres of open space. We would propose that the recreational amenities, if you approve the subdivision, would be completed prior to the issuance of the 75th building permit, which would roughly be about 50%. The development will have private streets built to Sussex County requirements. Because the property is surrounded by roads and wetlands, there is no need or opportunity for interconnectivity to adjacent properties. Streets will have curbs and gutters, sidewalks on both sides, and the streetlights will have downward illumination. The total open space, including the buffers, the stormwater management areas, wetlands, recreational area, and the preserved lands on the east side of Route 24 total 32.1 acres, which is 41% of the total acreage of the site. And I want to take a moment to discuss the 11-acre portion of the parcel that's on the east side of Route 1.
Route 24.
Again, this is the parcel that is outlined there in yellow. That piece has approximately 2,100 feet of frontage along the eastern side of Route 24. The parcel is about 125 feet deep at its northern end, which would be the top, and it's over 400 feet deep at the southern end, and the southern end actually borders Angola Road. The rear, or easterly portion, which would be to the right, that boundary is actually the center line of Sarah Run, which is the stream that runs along the northern boundary of the other parcel under Route 24 and then down along this property. The site actually contains a part of Sarah Run, non-tidal wetlands associated with the stream, and uplands. The parcel is totally wooded with mature trees and undergrowth. Since it is the intent to permanently preserve this parcel in its natural state, a wetlands investigation was not performed on this parcel since it wasn't deemed necessary. There are 2 points I want to make regarding the preservation of the property. The first is there are sufficient uplands on this parcel for possible development. And because it has frontage on Route 24 and Angola Road, the parcel, I believe, would be appropriate for some type of business use, probably not rezoning, but probably a conditional use. Directly across Angola Road is, I think you're familiar with the Dick Ennis parcel, which has a conditional use for a variety of business uses. So this isn't a totally wetland piece that is just being preserved and would be preserved anyway. There's actually uplands on here that could be developed. The second point is an issue that I actually have been interested in personally for a number of years, so excuse me if I get a little warm and fuzzy on this. There's a section of Route 24 that is really special. The section extends from about where the joint Lewis-Rehoboth Fire Substation is now located to the Route 24 Robinsonville Road, Angola Road intersection, which is the intersection right at our site. Almost the entire length of that area is wooded on both sides of Route 24. The exception actually would be our piece on the other side of the road, which had cleared farmland on it. These woods contain mature trees, and at places the trees on either side of the road almost meet on Route 24 to form a canopy. I mean, it's just a very unusual and special place. On hot summer days driving on Route 24, you enter this shaded, wooded oasis on Route 24 from the mostly developed sections of road frontage along Route 24. And that stretch is not very long, and you get through it pretty quickly, but it has been getting shorter and shorter as development occurs, and of course it's going to get shorter as development goes on in the future. The preservation of this portion of the property will ensure that at least 2,100 feet of that forest will remain forever, providing both a scenic vista for drivers and an important corridor along Sarah's Run for wildlife. And it's a big enough piece of land that it would support wildlife and certainly would be beneficial. To implement this, the applicant will place a perpetual conservation easement protecting an 11.4 acre parcel from encroachment or disturbance, and we had offered that easement as one of our proposed conditions of approval that I will be submitting to you for your consideration in a couple of minutes. So with that conservation easement, and none of that 11-acre parcel will ever be developed. It will remain in its natural wooded state permanently, and I think 20 years from now, it will be something very special that was preserved. Finally, Beechtree Acres will have a homeowners association, which will be comprised of all the owners. The HOA will be responsible for collecting assessments, enforcing the community covenants, and maintaining the development's roads, entrances, rec areas, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. I will submit to you copies of proposed findings and conditions. And with that, that will conclude my presentation, other than any questions you may have.
Thank you, Mr. Fuqua. And we'll start with Mr. Hudson.
Just had a question about the power line easement. You said that was an 80-foot easement? Is that 80 feet from the line itself, 40 feet each way?
Yeah, 40 feet on either side of the the center line.
Okay. And those four lots on the very north end there, they're owned completely by someone else. Is that, am I correct on that?
Yes.
Okay.
As I said, I think they were out-conveyed from this parcel by the prior owner.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Mr. Wheatley?
No questions, sir.
Mr. Hopkins?
No questions.
Mrs. Hoey Stevenson?
I do have a question. On the TAC comments, there was a comment that road cross-section shown on the proposed plan does not conform to county current standards. Has that been fixed on this plan, or will it be fixed? Fixed on this plan. So,
I think it will be fixed on the revised preliminary plan.
How will we know that it's going to be? How will we know?
Well, the site plan will be coming back to you for review.
Right, and it'll come back through staff and go through other agencies. So, if planning office doesn't catch it, Public Works will catch it, making sure that it does comply, because it'll have to comply before it comes back for its final, if it's so approved.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Otherwise, do you know how far away we are from the nearest sewer connection?
Not off the top of my head, I do not.
So as I was reading through, it looked like it was a ways off. So, and my only other question really doesn't have to do, I guess, with the subdivision, other than would they be allowed to have irrigation wells?
No. I mean, there's no intention of doing that.
Okay. All right.
The only question I have, Jim, is the 11 acres, that's just passive open space, right? I mean, it'll have a conservation easement, but there won't be any active park benches or anything.
There'll be no recreational activities or anything else placed there. The intention is to treat that as a natural area. Like I said, just for the visual impact of it and for wildlife.
Sure. Much better use than houses. Thank you. We'll see if anyone has any interest or application. Jamie?
Chairman, I wanted to clarify.
Go ahead, yeah.
The overlap area, I just want to make sure I understood correctly. The calculations that you basically took that 4.36 acres out for all purposes of calculations and I guess from all buffering areas, is that correct?
That's correct. The number we're using, I don't remember exactly, but 77 acres. If I included that, it would be more like 81 acres. So that's been subtracted. We're treating that as if we don't own it for purposes of this.
Kind of like a no man's land for purposes.
Yeah, like I said, there's no real active dispute. It's just, it's wetlands, it's water, nobody's going to do anything with it. And it's not material to our use.
Understood.
As a lawyer, I have trouble saying they own it, but.
I understand, Mr. Fuqua. Thank you. I have no further questions.
Are they paying taxes on it?
Probably.
I think on the county tax.
Are we getting those extra? Are we doubling up?
I think it's on the.
We're doubling up on that.
On the tax map lines, I think it's on their property.
Probably on both. Okay, Ms. Fuqua, we'll see if anyone has any interest in your application.
Do you want to ask some more questions about the woods there? Because
I appreciated you going poetic on us there. Thank you.
We're not used to seeing that, Jim. Anyone here would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2018-4, Peachtree Preserve, in favor? Anyone like to speak in opposition? Yes, sir.
Mike,
we'll need your name and address for the record.
My name's Harry Ferreni. I live at 32254 Augusta Court in the Wyndham's little home development. We're just concerned about the traffic, and you're improving the roads right around the development, but what about the rest of the road? Like 24, you go up to Love Creek, you got a bottleneck, which it all backs right on up. You make the road wider and improve it at one spot, but the rest of the road can't handle it. Same thing with Robinson. You got to have Peachtree, is it? Development
Peach
here.
Peachtree.
And you got Acadia right across the street. Then we have another development, I forget the name of it, right across from us going. And it was in the paper the other day of the Gazette of the Chapel Road of Acadia that they estimate there will be 2,200 trips a day just created from Acadia. So you can imagine with this one going and all the other ones going, and plus up the road in Robbinsville, you have Tidewater Landing with 200 homes there. You can imagine how many vehicles are traveling a day. You come up with 10,000 vehicles before you know of trips in a day. That's, I'm just going by what they were saying here in the paper.
It must be true if it's in the paper. It's got to be true.
Pardon?
If it's in the newspaper, it must be true.
Yeah,
speaking of journalists all over the world, yes, of course.
You know, you're improving the roads right around that. It's just like where I live, they're going to, on Dorman, make the road wider, like a three lane with a turning lane down in front of us and everything. But you go down the road narrows down again, and you go up the road, and you're going to have the entrance to Arcadia on the Dorman. And you got another bottleneck right there. And I know the thing is closed on Acadia. I had one concern afterwards of that development. They're going to put the entrance on Dorman.
Let's stay on this one, sir.
That's what she told me. Yeah. I can't talk about that one. Okay. That's all. My concern about, you know, need to make the rest of the road wider up the ways, and at Love Creek, you almost can't make it wider because of the bridge and the house is built so close to the road. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. It always concerns us when we hear money being contributed to area-wide studies. As we mentioned during our comprehensive land use plan, it seems like our roads have been studied to the point where they should have a PhD by now. It might be time to start actually building them instead of studying them. Anyone else in opposition? Seeing no one rise. Anyone on the commission have any questions?
I did have one more. Mr. Fuqua, when you were talking about the 11-foot travel lanes and 5-foot shoulders on Robinsonville Road, how far would they go from the edge of Robinsonville Road and 24?
We would be responsible for from the intersection to our property line, I guess at...
all the way around?
Yeah. Now, I think that would be a shared cost because Acadia, I think, would also be responsible for probably their
okay.
side of it.
Okay.
But it would be 11-foot travel lanes and 5-foot shoulders and increase right of way and a 15-foot easement for future path.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Any other questions, Mr. Whitehouse?
No, thank you.
Ms. Cornwell?
No, thank you.
Mr. Sharp?
I have none. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to close the public hearing. You're welcome to stay with us this evening to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning.
Thank you very much.
Our next...